Okay, Shalom Rav Moshe. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Samach Dalet. We're here at the top of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, but just to catch you up on what we've been talking about, the last thing we had just mentioned was that there's a pasuk that teaches me that the Sir Mishtalech is included in the halacha of Mechusar Zman, meaning that if you normally, for a korban, an animal needs to be more than a week old. It needs to be 8 days old. So the pasuk teaches me that the Sir Mishtalech also is included in that halacha, even though, right, it's not brought as a korban. Now the problem is, right, usually when you say that the pasuk teaches me something, very often, right, that you might have thought something else, therefore the pasuk had to teach me, right? Again, you might have thought that the Sir Mishtalech is not included in this requirement because it's not brought as a korban, right? So therefore the pasuk teaches me, though, that the Sir Mishtalech needs to be, right, 8 days old. Problem is that the way you designate the Sir Mishtalech is you bring two goats that are exactly the same, yeah, and you do a lottery, right? One goes Lashem, one goes Lazazel, as we've been discussing. So the goats that you bring need to be possibly offered Lashem, right, as a korban chatas inside the Beis HaMikdash. A goat that's 4 days old is not able to be brought as that korban. So how could you ever have a possibility where the Sir Mishtalech, right, why would you ever have a havamina that the Sir Mishtalech is going to be less than a week old, right? When you offer it initially, right, as a pair of goats, right, to go to one to Lashem, one Lazazel, it by definition has to be older than a week old because that goat that you're bringing might be chosen to be Lashem. So the Gemara brought a couple of answers, and Rava says a different answer. And Rava says here, that, well, let's just read it, and then we'll explain, right? Rava, Amar, Kegon, Shahayelo, Chol, Beso, Beso, right? Nothing to do with Mechusar's mind, how old the animal is. It says, let's say you had a sick person inside your house, v'shachat imo b'yom hakipurim, and you shechted, not the mother of the person, but the mother of the goat, right? You shechted the mother of the goat that you wanted to bring as the Sir Lazazel, you shechted its mother, right, on Yom Kippur. And there's an iser of oso v'yes, but no, you're not allowed to shech the mother and its son on the same day. So this, that teaches me that you're not allowed to use the Sir Lazazel. Meaning, now you might have thought that this goat is Mechusar's man. You might have thought that you can use this goat as the Sir Lazazel. So Kamash Malan, therefore the pasuk teaches me that this is also a case of Mechusar's man. Now, irrespective of how old the goat is, it's missing time. What does that mean? Because you're not allowed to bring that goat as a korban, or use it in an avoda until the following day. So therefore, it's considered to be Mechusar Zman, right? Regardless of how old it is. Right? It's missing a day. It can only be used tomorrow, and therefore, right, that the Sir Mishtalech is included in this halacha, is included in the halacha of Oso V'Espino, that you're not allowed to shecht the mother and its child on the same day. So Gemara says, the obvious question, right? Why in the world would the Sir Mishtalech be included in the Isra to shecht Oso V'Espino? You're not shechting the Sir Lazazel. The pasuk says, Lo Sishchatu, right? You're not allowed to shecht the mother and the child goat, right? The son goat or daughter goat, whatever it is, on the same day. Sir Mishtalech has nothing to do with Shechita. So Gemara says, Hamim Bamarava, Dechiaso, Latsuk, Zui Shechita. So that, yeah, it's chucking it off the cliff. That is the equivalent, right? They said in Marava, they said in Eretz Yisrael in the west, right? Again, if you're in Bavel, so Eretz Yisrael is in the west. So it said, D'chiyasa l'tzuk, shoving the goat off the cliff, right? That is the shechita of the goat and has the same halachic status, right? Now, that gets a little complicated because, an animal, a kosher animal that has been shechted, and a kosher animal that just died, right, has different statuses. Right, meaning it's a kosher animal that just died is tummy, right? That or is a kosher animal that got shechted is tahar. Okay, right. So that's already Chazal talk about. But tachlis is they say over here that the chucking it off of the cliff is the shechitas. Therefore, the Sir Lazazel would be included in this halacha of Oso V'Espino. Okay, back to our Mishnah. Now our Mishnah had said, it's kedai to flip back for a minute if you're able to. But basically, we said if one of the goats dies, right, so then we take a lottery, right? We bring a couple of goats, you pick one. Right? Again, let's just flip back. It's probably kedai to check it out to say the exact to use the exact language in Samach Beis Amud Aleph if you're over there. Right, so let's see here. Meis Echamayim, right. Okay, Meis Echamayim. If one of them died, is that the one we're talking about? Yeah, Emes Shel Reb. We'll do that in a second. If one of them died, right, after the lottery, right, Yavi Zug Acher, right, V'yagaril Aleihem B'tchila, and you should do a lottery, and V'yomer, and then you should say, Emes Shel Shem Meis, Ze, right, Ze Sha'alav Alav Agoral, L'Shem Yizkayim Tachtav. V'yom Shel Azazel Meis, right, Ze Sha'alav Alav Agoral, Azazel Yizkayim Tachtav. V'asheni Yira Adshi Yizdayiv. Basically, let's say the seer Lashem died. So you bring two goats, you do a lottery. The one that ends up Lashem is obviously offered as the korban Lashem. Right? And then you have two Lazazels, right? Two goats that ended up Lazazel, right? And the Mishnah said, "Vasheni yira ad sheyizdayiv." The second one, right? One of them obviously you use, right, as the seer Lazazel, and the second one, right, goes out to graze, and then you sell it and you use the money for an endava. The question is, define the second one. Right? How do you know what's the second one? Right, again, in any case, whether the Seir Lazazel died first or the Seir Lashem died, and then you brought another pair of goats, you have three goats. Right, one of them is the replacement for the animal that died, and then you have two live goats that technically are totally fine. So, which one do you use, and what is the sheni, quote unquote, in the Mishnah that is sent out to pasture, right, and then until it gets a mum, etc. So that's machlokes over here, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. It says the Gemara Amar Rav, Sheni Shevazug Rishon Ikarev, and Sheni Shevazug Sheni Yire. When we say the second one, the Sheni, so the one in the first group, right, the first cut, right, is brought, right, it's the second goat of the pair where one of them died, right, regardless of which one died, right, it's the first grouping. Right, when you say the Sheni, that's the one that's brought as a korban, but the second pair, meaning, again, if the Seir Lashem died, let's take our example, and you brought two goats, so now you have two Seir Lazazels. So you use the first one as in the avod, and the second one goes out to pasture. Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. Sheni Shevazug Rishon Yirai. Now, the first one that lost its partner, right, that one goes out to the field to pasture, and Sheni Shevazug Sheni Yikarev, and you bring and you use, right, the two goats that you brought, that you did the second lottery on, you use both of them in the avoda. So Rav says, "But my kamefli, what's the machlokas?" So Rav savar bali chayim in a nidachin, and Rabbi Yochanan savar bali chayim nidachin. Right, machlokas as to whether bali chayim can be nidachin, can be pushed off. Bali chayim is things that are alive. Right, can they be pushed off? Can they be invalidated from being a korban? Let's see Rashi over here, right? First skinny line, im yidachin, im ira bahen shas psul, right? Let's say you have an animal that has some sort of psul, some sort of problem. Adayin nicholim li talking, right? And you could still fix it, though. Right? How do we fix it, right? L'kishe yizdaveg lo acher. Right? In our case, right, if you have one goat, let's say the seer Lazazel, that's still alive, so you need to pair it up with a seer Lashem. So right now it's no good, but you will pair it up eventually with a seer Lashem, and then it's fine. So and the lower meaning, we don't say hovi nidcha el b'shchutin. The only time we say that once something has been disqualified, it is disqualified to be used as in an avoda forever. That's only if it's been shechted already. Right? That's what we're arguing about. Rav is going to say that the animal that has been disqualified can be requalified since it's still alive, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to say no. That once it's disqualified, right, it's pushed off forever. Meaning that that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Bali chayim nidachim. Meaning animals that are alive can be nidachim, can be pushed away, can be disqualified, and never requalified afterwards. And Rav says no. That if the animal is still alive, you can requalify it and offer it in the Beis Hamikdash. My time with Rav. Where does Rav get this concept that live animals can be disqualified from being offered in the Beis Hamikdash and then requalified? So the Aleph mi mechuzer zman. And he learns it from the concept of mechuzer zman, right? That since, again, an animal is, what's it called, is, let's say, 4 days old, right? It's not yet fit to be used as a korban. In four more days, it will be 8 days old, and you can bring it in as a korban. Right? So the Gemara says, right, I mean, the Gemara explains, the chusur's man, lava fagav, the hashta lo chazi, right? Even though right now, at 4 days old, it's not fit to be used as a korban, ki adar michzi, but when it becomes fit to be used as a korban, so shepherd dami, so that's totally fine, right? Everybody says you can use it. Obviously, you can use an 8-day-old korban, that's what you need to use, even though it already wasn't ra'i, it wasn't fit, it was disqualified, quote-unquote, for about a week. So the Gemara says, "Achinami loshna." Something over here. If an animal was disqualified for whatever reason, you can use it again. So when the seer mishalech is the only one left alive, it doesn't have a pair. So you bring another seer Lashem, Right, through a lottery, and then the first one is good to go. So the Gemara says, well, me dummy, that's not comparable. Also, loed chaziklal. Like by the case of Mechusar's mind, when the animal was born, it's not fit to be used as a korban until it's 8 days old. Although it was never fit to be used as a korban. Right? It was never fit, never, you could never use it. So the hachab, in our case, by the Sir Lashem, the Sir Lazazel, so nire v'nitche. Right? It was fit to be used as a korban. Something happened so that it was now disqualified. So how do you know that something that has been disqualified can now be requalified? So Al Gemara says, "Hani time of the Rav." No, this is the reason for Rav. Diyolif me bal mum over. He learns it from the concept of a bal mum over, and the Gemara explains, "What's a bal mum over? It's an animal that has a mum that will pass. Right? It has some sort of blemish that will heal or whatever. And bal mum over lafafakav de lo chazi hashta. Even though the animal that's a bal mum, right, it's not fit to be brought as a korban right now, but kihadar mechzi." But when it becomes fit again, right, later when the animal heals, when the blemish heals or whatever, so then it is fit to be brought as a korban. Right, so do over here, loshna. So do by this case, if something is disqualified, it can be requalified if it's still alive. I remember just a quick funny joke. I remember in college, I started giving myself my own haircuts. And I brought, whenever I see the word mum over, I always remember the story. I bought what I thought was a head trimmer, and it ended up being a beard trimmer. And I didn't know this at the time, but the numbers on hair trimmers, right, a 1, a 2, a 3, so the beard trimmer numbers are much smaller, right? They indicate much less length. So I gave myself, I don't know what it was, a 3 or something, but it looked really bad. It looked like, you know, neo-Nazi bad. And I remember going into shiur, like just totally mortified, and my Rebbe, Rav Sacks, looked at me and said, it's a mum over, don't worry. Meaning, it'll pass. Anyways, anytime I see that halacha, I'm reminded of that story. Fine, but that's where Rav gets it from. That an animal can be fit, can be disqualified, and then it can be qualified once again. So Gemara says, v'hasa minyalan, how do you know that a bal mum over, right, it does work, right, then it comes back, meaning that after it heals, the animal is once again fit to be used as a korban. Dechtiv, as the pasuk says, ki mashchasam bahem mum bum. Right, the pasuk says it is... it's no good. It's shiches. It's inappropriate. It's been messed up. Bahem, these animals, mum bum, it has a mum. Right, so mum bum, who do lo yiratzu. Right, and it's only if there is a blemish in it, right, that is lo yiratzu, that it can't be used on the mizbeach. So however mum, but if the mum has passed, excuse me, so then yiratzu, then you can use it in the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Because obviously that seems like a good drasha. So he says, mi rachmana bahem. Right, he has the extra word. He uses the word bahem. Teach me, heim hu dechi avra mumam yiratzu. Right, the inachanami, that is true, that if an animal has a blemish that will heal, that can be used. But the pasuk says bahem, specifically in that case. That's the only scenario where an animal can be, right, disqualified and then requalified. Right, dechi avra mumam yiratzu, because after their mum heals, they can be used. Ha kol dechuyin, but all other cases when it's been disqualified, right, then since it's been disqualified, it is still disqualified, right? Because the pasuk specifies the word bahem by animals that have a mum over. I have a Rav. What did Rav do with that? So who bahem ben yanehu adulu mertzu. So Rav would say that by itself, right? That an animal by itself, the lo nidchu, that an animal has a mum over, it has a mum, meaning that's no good by itself, but ali ditaroves mirtsu. But if it's not by itself, meaning if you have it mixed with other, let's say, other limbs or whatever, so that is actually able to be brought as a korban. Meaning the mum, the animal itself, right, but after the fact, right, again, if you ever get it mixed up or whatever it is, so then that can be brought as a korban. The tanka, like the Mishnah, evarim tamimim ve'evarim bali mumim, but if you have limbs of animals that have been mixed together, right, some animals had a mum, and some animals did not have a mum. So the Rabbi Elazar Omer in Karav Harosh shel Echa Mehem, right, Yikruvu kol harishon kulo, harashin kulo. Rabbi Elazar says that if you brought one head, right, onto the mizbeach, and then you realize, then you can bring all of them, right. And similarly, karav shalach mehem. If you brought the legs on the mizbeach for whatever reason, so then yikruvu kol hakroim kulo. You can bring all the legs. Meaning, we assume that it's the leg that of the mum that you brought. The chamim say, I feel kirvu kulam chutz me'echa mehem yitzu the bisser shreifa, that even if you brought all of the limbs in question, right, you had one left over, so you have to go and burn that out. That has to go and get burned meaning you can't bring that on the Mizbeach, because we do not say that the limb is batel, let's say batel borov or whatever. Right? So therefore, you have to burn it outside the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what that's teaching us. That word bahem, right, teaches us that about that if you get it mixed together, right, it's meaning that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. The Chachamim disagree. Okay, fine. V'idach nafgale v'idach, and Rabbi Yochanan, was Rabbi Yochanan learned this from? Nafgale mibam bahem. Right, he learns it from the fact that it said bahem instead of the word bam. V'idach and Rav, right, bam bahem l'darish, right, he does not think that that difference is distinct, is legitimate. It makes any difference. Okay, the Rav, now according to Rav, right, he nami debali chayim inen dochen, right, even though you're telling me that Bali Chaim, animals that are still alive, cannot be completely disqualified from the Mizbeach, meaning they have an ability to come back. So, Iboy Hayinakriv, Iboy Hayinakriv. Because the problem with saying that that's Rav's logic is that that doesn't tell me which animal you should use. Right? That just tells me that the first animal that was disqualified for not having a pair, right, is still good if you pair it with another goat. But that doesn't tell me that you should do that. And that doesn't tell me that you should choose the first goat over the second goat, right? Who says which goat you should use, right? That doesn't say anything. It just says that it's fit. You could theoretically use it. Rabbi says, Rav Sabar Leik Rabbi Yossi, right? This is what we mentioned a couple of blogs ago. But he holds like Rabbi Yossi, Dama Mitzvah Barishon, who says that it's a mitzvah to do the first one, right? If faced with a choice, right? It's better to use the first one. And this is the Gemara, the same shakla of Atariya, as we did 2 days ago, so I'll just run through it quickly. So the Gemara says again, hey, Rabbi Yossi, which Rabbi Yossi, how do you know which sheet of Rabbi Yossi is this? He named Rabbi Yossi the Kupos, if it's Rabbi Yossi of the boxes of money, of the Machzitz Shekel that comes in. So the Tzaran, as we learned, the Mishnah in Shkalim, Shalosh Kupos, Shalosh, Shalosh, Sein, Shaban, Torminus, Halishcha, right, there were three boxes of three saw each, right, that you use to take the Truma, right, they would take the Machzitz Shekel, right, and they would pay for the Korban seaboards from those boxes. Because of Alem Aleph Beis Gimel, right, they were marked. Vitanya, and within the rice, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Lama Kazav Alem Aleph Beis Gimel, why do you have that? Leda Ezemahem Nishra Marishon, right, to see which box had been filled first, right, Lavi Hemenu Rishon, Sheva Mitzvah, Sheva Rishon, right, to bring those korbanos first, right, the first box that got filled up, right, you should bring that money first, because that was the first money that was donated. So how do you know that that's Rabbi Yossi? So Gemara says, that's Rabbi Yossi's Mitzvah Barishon. Gemara says, no, that's not applicable to over here, because Doma Shani Hasam, how do you know that they were all fit to be used at the same time? Maybe the first box was all ready to roll, and the last box was still had a couple of coins in there. And so how do you know that they weren't all fit? Meaning you're not faced with an equal choice between all three boxes at the same time. So as we are in our case, where you're faced with these two goats, right, at the same time, and both of them are ready to be used. Elo Rabbi Yossi Pesach, rather, it must be Rabbi Yossi Shita Bakon Pesach, right, the Tanya, Ben Mefarish, Pischov, Avad, Vifrish Asher, Acher Tachtov, if you set aside your Korban Pesach, and then you lose it, and you set aside another one, Ve'apkach Nimzah Rishon, then you find the first one, right, before the Zman to Shecht, right, and you have a choice, you can Shecht the whichever Korban Pesach you want, Pereshneim, Umdim, they're both standing there in front of you, you can Shecht either one, Ezimam Shiryitz or Yaakov, the Rechachavim, the Chavim, say, pick whichever one you want, and Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mitzvah Barishon. Here's Rabbi Yossi Shita, who says that it's the mitzvah to use the first one, and then he just adds, right, the Hayashini Mufkar, Menu Yivienu, right, if the second one was nicer, meaning it's fatter, better animal, that give you a better Korban Pesach experience, right, then you should use that one. But that's Rabbi Yossi Shita, the Mitzvah Barishon, and that's what Rav's holding, right, that you should use the first goat in this situation. Okay, Amar Rava. Rava says, "Deka masnisin kavasi derav." Ubraisa kavasi derav Yochanan. Right, our Mishnah, the language seems to be like Rav, and we have a Braisa that seems to prove Rabbi Yochanan. Masnisin kavasi derav. Our Mishnah supports Rav. But the Katani, what do our Mishnah say? Imshal shame mace ze mace. If the one the korban Lashem died, ze yale alav gohagoral Lashem yiskayim taftav. The one that came through the lottery, Lashem, should yiskayim taftav, should be placed, right, come in instead, right? You should bring the animal instead of the one that died. Vidach de kai kai, right, implying that the other one, right, stays. Meaning, which one, when you're the Mishnah tells us that you bring another pair of goats, what does it say? It says, the one that ends up Lashem, that you should use to replace the one that died. Doesn't say anything about the Seal Azazel to replace the one that was still alive. So apparently, what do you see? You should keep the one that was still alive and just pair this new Seer Lashem with the original Seer Lazazel. But Baraisa Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, what about the Baraisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan? The Gatani will end the Baraisa Sheni, meaning it says Shani. The Bryson says Shanae. My apologies. Right, when the Bryson says Shani, right, that it should be the second one, right, the second goat should be sent out to be put to pasture and then get some mum, etc. Any day in Shani should be Zugrishon, and Shani should be Shani. And you don't know which Shani it's talking about, right? That was the first question we had. Right? Which second goat are we talking about? Which one goes out to pasture and which one is used as a seer lazazel, for example? So therefore, because you omer, when the pasuk says Yamor Chai, right, should stay alive, i.e. the seer lazazel, right? And the pasuk says about the seer lazazel, it should stay alive until you push it off a cliff, right? Veloshe chaver meis, right? But meaning implying that not that its pair died, meaning that if the pair of the seer lazazel died, right? So then that's not the seer lazazel, right? That you should use, right? Meaning yamad chai, right? That it should stay alive, meaning that both of them should stay alive. This question is my mashma. Where do you see that it's talking about the seer lashem that it should stay alive as well? This question is yamad chai veloshe kvar amad. Right, it implies that it should stand to be alive. Meaning, what does that pasuk mean? That pasuk means that you take a lottery. One goes Lashem, which you shecht. One goes Lazazel, which stays alive, right, for the time being. So therefore, Yomad Chayv Lo Kfar Amad, that it now has to stand alive at this point, right after the lottery, and not that it already was alive from a previous lottery. So that price seems to prove Rabbi Yochanan that you should use the second goat. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ve'od Am Rabbi Yehuda. Now, at the end of our Mishnah said that if Rabbi Yehuda said that Nishpach Adam, if the blood spilled out Yomos HaMishtalech and Mesa Mishtalech, Yishafech Adam, right, meaning that if one of them died, if you spilled the blood of the Seer Lashem, so then you should just leave the Seer Mishtalech alone, and if the Seer Mishtalech died, then you should spill the blood, meaning they both have to be extant, they have to be offered together. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, Damer by the Chaim Nidachim." So this all makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Bali Chaim, right, that living animals are permanently docha nidcha, that are permanently disqualified. Mishum Hachi Yamas Mishtalech. That's why you should let the Seer Mishtalech die, because, well, if you can requalify the Seer Mishtalech by bringing another Seer Lashem, so why should you let it die? Ah, must be, right? If you tell me that the blood spilled for the Seer Lashem before you could sprinkle it on the Mizbeach, right, and then you're left with the Seer Lazazel, right, if you're telling me that it has to be left to die, apparently there's nothing you can do for this animal, because apparently it's been in Dachui, it's been Nidcha, it's been pushed away, it's been disqualified. So, El Rav, but according to Rav, Damar Bali Chayim, in Dachim, Amaya Yomas Mishtalech. So, but Rav has a problem with this, because Rav could just, why would you let the goat die? Just bring another one. Bring another goat for the Seer Lashem, and then you have the Seer Mishtalech that has a pair, and you're totally fine. So, El Rav, Rav would say, Aliba, the Rabbi Yehuda, lo kamina, in a chanami. I don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. I'm only operating within the Rabbanan Shita. I might like the Tanakama, who disagrees with this. Right, again, that's Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda is going to wreck Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, Bishlam, now back on Rabbi Yochanan. So Bishlam, the Rav, Baha Pligi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan. Okay, so according to Rav, now I get what the machlokas is in the Mishnah, right? Between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, right? What Rabbi Yehuda says, right, his whole thing at the end, that they have to be both in extant, right, and you let the Seer Mishtalech die, and the Chacham disagree, so that's the machlokas, whether Bali Chaim Nidachin, Ela Rabbi Yochanan, my pligi, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, right, who agrees, Taklas agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, what are they arguing about? Right, what's the machlokas? So Rabbi Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amrin, Dekim Esnishin, Kavasir Rav, and Echanami, that our Mishnah looks like Rav, right, that makes a lot of sense. Right, again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you tell me that the Chachamim would agree that it's the second goat, right, that of the first pair that you send away, and you use both of the second goats that you bring, right, that's because Balei Chaim Nidachin, right? So that's the same sheet as Rabbi Yehuda, right? That seems like they're not arguing, and that's what Rava says. That's exactly the point. That only according to Rav, right? Our Mishnah only makes sense according to Rav, and you could say that's machlokas, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda hold that Balei Chaim Nidachim, and there should be lechora no machlokas. Okay, fine. We're going to stop here, and we'll go back to the Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you listen to this.